Today is Thursday, November 28th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 407. I am joined by Simon Dudley and Julio Carrasco talking about AV standards. Julio Carrasco starts off talking about how AVIXA is utilizing standard conformance officers to ensure that their systems are working in peak condition.
If a student is paying for a class and the audiovisual technology is not working, guess what? The university is going to hear about it, and you know, things are going to flow downhill to a lot of people because the student is what makes the money for the university. And if the technology is not working, it looks very bad.
Absolutely. AVIXA has been evangelizing, let's call it, other industries. Dave Labuscus, the head of AVIXA, as well as several other folks within it, they've gone to other industries events. So the retail associations, hospitality associations, transportation associations, to get stuff like this in there. What do they need to do to make these standards a requirement in these areas that they're already evangelizing?
Well, I would argue to Julio's point, if people complain, if I've spent, you know, $1,000 to turn up to a show and then the projectors, audio system, whatever it is, don't work well, I have every right to complain about it. So I think it has to come from market forces, right? Mm. I'm not going to that show again because the AV was not very good. And I'm going to go to this one because they actually make it work every year. You know, that's necessarily, you never know until you get there. But I think it has to be market forces. I don't think you can realistically, you know, we're not in a Stalinist state. You can't say you will have this level of stuff or else you can't run a show. Who would police such a thing?
Yeah,
I do think it's very good that Dave and the rest of the team are going to look at other industries and working out what works and maybe what doesn't. Certainly when I go to events, I'm often as interested in the things that failed as the things that worked. If for no other reason than I'm thinking, well, I won't do that then because that was terrible. Let's not try that. That's an actual useful thing to know. So I think they're doing the right thing. I like the approach.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.